the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Melanie Beatty and I'm a trustee for Manx Wild Bird Aid.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
It was founded in 2016 by a couple called Barbara and David Cole. Many will know them from the south of the island. And it was a simple but powerful idea, and it was born out of Barbara's passion for birds. And she was basically looking after them in her own care, you know, birds that she'd find and rehabilitating them. And, you know, noticed that there was a need on the island, and it was born from that. So basically, she started taking in injured and orphaned birds on the island, giving them the specialist care and basically giving them a second chance at life. And what that turned into was then looking for volunteers, it becoming a charity, and us having a network of individuals who do the same thing.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is mainly for wild birds, as you know the charity name suggests. But you know, with having over 330 species of wild birds on the Isle of Man, you know, the charity's for everyone. It's also a place of education. You know, we do quite a lot to try and tell people about wild birds, tell them about the, you know, their natural habitat, their behaviours, what they need, what to do if you come across a bird that's injured or, you know, maybe is acting strangely. And just to try and get that network of people who are all, you know, looking out for birds, you know, out in the wild. You know, the island, as you'll know, is a UNESCO biosphere, and we're very, very passionate about, you know, being able to sustain that and to be able to have so many birds in the wild.
Which other organisations do you work with?
So we work with many local veterinary practices, you know, especially the likes of, we partner with Strand Vets in Port Erin and also Ardbeg in Onchan. We have a great relationship with the MSPCA on the island, and they support us with some birds such as seagulls, and also, you know, government departments like DEFA.
What are your main goals?
Our goals are to rescue birds that require help, you know, hopefully to rehabilitate them and release them back into the wild. That is the number one aim. We also do have some aviaries, so maybe birds who might need some extra care or maybe cannot be released into the wild, we give them that second chance at life as well, and look after them. We've got many volunteers who, you know, their passion is birds, so they actually, you know, take them in as pets. We've got many, many volunteers who've got many birds as pets. So the goal for the charity is to continue to build on that. It is to continue to have that network of volunteers who are willing to help and support us. I think year on year, it seems to get bigger and bigger. Your listeners will probably be familiar with us. I bet you there's many of them listening who say, oh, I've rang them because I had a bird in my garden. You know, so it's just to try and get that awareness out there, and also I mentioned to get people with a level of awareness so that they know what to do if they come across a bird in need.
Tell us about your team.
We are a dedicated team of volunteers, and the roles for the volunteers range from rehabilitators, rescuers, transport volunteers, some foster carers who look after, you know, birds and help feed them, etc. And we also have fundraisers and general volunteers for the charity as well.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We would love to continue to attract volunteers to the charity. Our volunteers, especially transport volunteers, the ones who go out and collect birds from members of the public or maybe go out to a bird that's injured, we need that coverage across the island. So we would really, really love for more people to get involved in that. Also to strengthen our partnerships with the wildlife charities, our local vets, and basically creating that, you know, sustainable future for the charity and being able to give it a bedrock to continue to grow.
How is the charity funded?
We are completely volunteer run. We rely entirely on donations, you know, whether that be fundraising, grants, the public support. Literally every penny goes towards the food for the birds, medical supplies, equipment, rehabilitation facilities. So, you know, we really do heavily rely on that. I'm sure you'll appreciate we have many headwinds at the moment with costs going up. Many of our birds are, you know, rare specialists. You know, they need specialist diet food. And also sometimes, you know, when there's times of bird flu on the island, the tests for that can be really, really expensive. And that is a requirement that we do test them to ensure that they don't carry bird flu. So this is why the donations are essential. And I would like to give a massive thank you to the number of people who do donate to the charity, do fundraising events. Many companies on the island have supported us over the years. So yeah, thank you very much, and more please.
How can people support you?
People can support us in many ways, whether that's from donations of, you know, equipment, food, money, volunteering for the charity. So like I mentioned, we have many, many roles. Transport volunteers is a big one. At the moment, we don't have any transport volunteers in the north of the island. So our other volunteers are having to travel quite far across the island. We also would love people to fundraise on our behalf. You know, that's something that's always great. And also raising that awareness. And even people can help in small ways, like sharing our things from our Facebook page, sharing those materials about how to look after wild birds, and just getting that information out there.
Where can people find out more?
So people can find out more about Manx Wild Bird Aid on our Facebook page. So give the page a follow. We love to share stories on there. This week we shared a story where we had rehabilitated a sparrowhawk. One of our more exciting, you know, bird of prey, and that was with us for almost a week before it was well enough to be released back into the wild. So you get to see all those stories on there, so please do follow it. And we also have a website, which is wildbirdaid.com, and you'll be able to see there's information, resources on there, how to get in touch, what you can do for volunteering, etc.
Profile complete.